production, then I will explain the models used for equation of state. Now, the new version of US table is available, and I will discuss the lambda Hyperion effect. Finally, is a summary. As you know, nuclear physics and astrophysics have many common interests, such as unstable nuclei property, equation of state. So this kind of nuclear knowledge are important input for astrophysics studies, such as supernova explosion, proton-neutron star cooling down, and the neutron star properties. I will focus on equation of state here. According to the purpose, equation of state can be divided into two types. One is for neutron star study. Neutron star matter is a charge neutrality, this beta equilibrium condition, and usually we use zero temperature approximation for neutron star study is enough. For supernova simulation, supernova matter is also charge neutrality. Usually we fix the proton fraction, and it must cover a wide range of temperature. Now, how about the situation of equation of state? If you look into articles, many work discuss the equation of state for neutron star, but usually they only pay attention to high density uniform region. For supernova simulation, there are only a few equation of state available. About more than 10 years ago, we work out an equation of state for supernova simulation, and the difficulty about supernova equation of state is due to it must cover a wide range for temperature more than 100 MeV, and the proton fraction from pure neutron matter up to proton-rich case. And the density should start from a very low number to more than 10 times normal nuclear matter density. Covering this wide range, the phase is quite complicated, as shown in this figure. We know the finite nuclei just stay at some middle density and low temperature region. Here is finite nuclei formed. And the low density and the finite temperature, it is a hydrogen gas. And the high density part is uniform matter, maybe with some new degree of freedom like hyperons and quarks. And definitely, there is a quark decay fan phase transition as density increase and the temperature increase. So this is quite complicated to construct a whole equation of state. We work out the relativistic equation of state more than 10 years ago, and I will explain the models used in our work. For uniform matter case, it includes protons, neutrons, and leptons with uniform distribution. This phase is quite easy to be described by many nuclear main body method. Here we use a relativistic mean field model to describe this uniform matter. For non-uniform matter, it is complicated to describe, and it includes heavy nuclei, alpha particle, proton, neutron gas outside nuclei, and also leptons. For this phase, we prefer this relativistic mean field model and this Thomas Fermi approximation. I explain why we prefer the relativistic mean field model. Among many nuclear many-body methods, they can be divided into two groups. One is the non-relativistic method, another is relativistic method. In this group, famous shell model, Skamyan-Hartree-Fock method, and Bruckner-Hartree Fock method, they are very successful in nuclear physics. For the relativistic type, we have relativistic mean field model, now it's very famous in nuclear physics field. And the relativistic Hartree Fock method, also relativistic Bruckner-Hartree Fock method, and many other methods. It is known that the relativity is very important in nuclear physics. The advantage of relativistic method, one is it can give a natural explanation of spin orbit force. This is quite important. Another is a natural explanation for many body effect, usually three body force and others. Also, this relativity play an important role to reproduce good saturation of nuclear matter. This figure shows the effect of relativity. Start from nuclear-nuclear interaction, we can perform the many-body calculation by this Bruckner-Hartree-Fock method. The dashed line is non-relativistic result, and this solid line is relativistic. With this non-relativistic many-body calculation, we cannot get this good saturation, nuclear matter saturation. But with the relativistic effect, this effect has important effect at high density. This the same calculation with relativistic effect just rise up, then it can reproduce this nuclear matter saturation successfully. So this figure shows how important the relativity in the many body calculation. In our work, we prefer a phenomenological method called the relativistic mean field theory. This is an effect field theory based on this Mason exchange mechanism. The nuclear-nuclear interact with the exchange of sigma, omega, and rho Mason. Start from an effective Lagrangian, we can use the mean field approximation. With this approximation, the coupled equation can be solved self-consistently. Then, with this another approximation is no-C approximation. Under this approximation, the theory can be used in many fields. The application of the relativistic mean field theory can be used for infinite matter and also the finite system. In the flavor 2 case, it's normal nuclear matter or normal nuclei. It can be extended to consider this flavor 3 case, so can include the hyper components and also describe this hypernuclei property. How powerful of the relativistic theory? Here is a comparison with nuclear data, this nuclear chart. And from Professor Toki's group calculation, they calculate more than 2,000 nuclei and compare with the experiment result. And this is average, this difference, mass difference is within 1%. Usually the total energy is a few hundred. So here we can see this comparison with nuclear data. Considering the less parameters in the model, this calculation is quite successful and powerful in nuclear physics. And for relativistic mean field theory, we start from an effective Lagrangian here. We include the nonlinear term of sigma and omega. Start from this Lagrangian, we can derive the equation of motions Under the approximation, we can solve the equation self-consistently, and we can calculate all we want. The Thomas Feynman approximation at low density, we assume a body-centered cubic lattice looks like this, and with the mean field approximation, mean field calculation result as input, we can calculate the energy density, include all terms. And we assume some states by the minimize the free energy, we get the favorable states. And here is a Thomas Feynman approximation. We parameterize the nuclear distribution in this form. And here is one result at 10 MeV and the neutron distribution and the proton distribution. How can we trust the parameterized form of nuclear distribution? Actually, we can check this by a self-consistent Thomas Feynman approximation. We can, without any assume the form, start from the same Lagrangian, we can perform a self-consistent Thomas Feynman approximation. Then, here is the result. A self-consistent Thomas Feynman approximation compared with a parameterized distribution. They agree very well. In this sense, we can believe this Thomas Feynman approximation parameter, this, we use these models to work out an equation state more than 10 years ago. It's called EOS-1 here. And last year, I was convinced by Professor Ott and Fisher, they want to update the US table. After more than half years working, now the new version of US 2 and 3 are available. You can see from this homepage, my homepage and Sumiyoshi-san's homepage. And US 2, is the, with the same degree of freedom as US-1. Model is also same. We just have some technique improvement. And the US-3, we include the lambda hyperon contribution. Here is my home page of the new version of US table, the old one, the new one, and there is a guide here. Then, let me compare what is the different among this different version of US table. First is temperature. Temperature, we mainly increase the number of temperature point from the old one is around 30, is around 30, and now is 3 times. Is 90. This is said is very important to get a successful simulation. Another thing is the up limit is extended to higher temperature. And also we use an eco grid. Here is the exact eco grid. And the old version is only approximate eco. Second is the a proton fraction. The proton fraction now, we use a linear grid, showing here, this linear grid. And the old version, we use a logarithmic this grid. It said this put much more point at necessary the region is very low region. So it can save memory space. And also, up limit is extended. Here is up a large number. The density, the up limit is extended. And also, this now, the new version has exact eco grid. The old one, at high density region, the grid is not exactly equal. Here is the result. This is the phase diagram. This is the temperature and this is the density for different proton fraction. And we can see this shadowed range is non-uniform matter where the heavy nuclei exist. And the heavy nuclei exist only around 14 MeV. High density, high temperature is cannot form finite nuclei. And here is the proton fraction and the density. So we can see different temperature case. This is the distribution in non-uniform matter for different temperature here, low temperature and high temperature. And from low density to high density, the heavy nuclei get closer and closer. And the high temperature case, the distribution is more smooth than the low temperature case. And this is the heavy nuclei, the number of nucleon and proton. So before the phase transition, it increased sharply. And here is the fraction of components. We can see from the low density to high density, the component fraction change. And this right figure with the inclusion of lambda hypon. So hypon has obvious effect only at high density. So here is the temperature, it's a high temperature case. Let me talk more about how to include a new degree of freedom. There are many discussions about a new degree of freedom in high density region, mainly about hypon and also boson condensate and also quarks. In their work, they already included all hypons at high density and connect with our equation state at low density. So here is their work. And also they include the pion condensate treated as a free gas. Later on, they re-examined the pion condensate in nuclear matter. And with the interaction of pion, they found that the pion condensation hardly takes place in nuclear matter. This means the pion is unlike to take place if we consider the interaction. And how, if we want to include the hypon components, we need to know the information about the hypon interaction. And this information from experiment by two ways. One is a scattering experiment. Another is a finite system result. The scattering for nucleon is more than 4,000. And for hypon nucleon scattering is only less than this 40. And so far, there is no hypon scattering date. Means we know much less about the hypon interaction than this nucleon interaction. And okay. And for hyper nuclear data, we have many lambda hypernuclei. It's more than 30. And so far, we have only around the 4 event for double lambda hypons, hypernuclei. And sigma is quite unlike. Here is a hypernuclear chart. And we once work out a neutron star matter, include all this baryon octet, and we determine the parameters in the model by hypon potential. For this number, the lambda one, we know, well, this number we can believe because we have many lambda hypernuclei. But sigma is quite uncertain, and also this This number is, we know, not very well. And here is the result. Lambda is around 2 times normal nuclear matter density. And if the potential of cascade is this number, it can arrive, it can appear around 3 times. And the sigma, since sigma is repulsive, it's quite later, high density, it can appear. And we can use mean field theory to calculate hypernuclei result. Here is our calculation about a single lambda hypernuclei. Compare with experiment data, they can agree well. And this is for double lambda hypernuclei calculation. And here is the result in the US3. We can compare US3 with US2, and we can see the difference is from lambda hypon. We prefer to include only lambda hypon because other hypons we not know the interaction very well with large uncertainty. So this lambda is the most known hypon among all others. So here we can see the hypon can solve the equation of state at high density. Now let me summarize my talk. First, we would like to see relativity is important in nuclear physics, especially at high density. Second is now the new version of US table are available. The US2 is improved with some technique design, and US3 already includes the lambda hypon contribution. The lambda hypon can soften the US at high density. And we would like to see the exotic phase are quite uncertain so far. We need much more information from the experiment side. Thank you, that's all.
Could you tell me the incompressibility and the symmetry energy for the EOS 2 and 3?
Which number?
EOS 2 and
EOS 3.
Yes.
What
incompressibility?
What do you want to know?
Incompressibility and symmetry
it
energy.
It is the TM1 parameter set. Mm-hmm. The incompressibility is 28.
Symmetry energy.
Yeah. Symmetry energy is 37.
It's a little bit large, is it?
Yeah, the symmetry energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I give a talk, our supernova simulation in front of nuclear physicists, they usually say that incompressibility should be in range of 240 plus minus 20 for the symmetric nuclear matter. In comparing to this data, the incompressibility of Shen is a little bit high. How do you think about it?
I don't know very well, but we may discuss later.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
So I'm trying to compare what you're finding with the previous talk. So what would be the maximum mass if you use this equation of a state for a neutron star?
For neutron star mass?
Yeah.
The maximum of result with only nuclear, it 2.18 result hypon. Now, in the equation of state, include the lambda hypon, is 1.75. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so between 2.18 and 1.75, is that what you're...
1.8, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So I was wondering, the equation of state for ES2, the maximum mass for the ES2 should be 2.7, right?
2.18.
2.24, okay. Okay. Are there more questions at this point? All right, then let's break for the coffee break.